Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now Jordan, last week we talked a lot about news events and even central bank policy and how you like to turn away from these, not base a lot of your investment decisions on this type of news because, well, quite frankly, you like looking at the markets. And a great example was last week when we had the Fed news or statement come out and Powell's press conference, and the markets moved in one direction, then reversed, and then really you couldn't take away any sort of at least short-term trend from any of those comments because the market, I really think, just kind of goes the direction that it was going and ignores a lot of this news, especially when you have central banks that are more or less trying to talk the markets in certain areas. That being said, I do want to look at the U.S. dollar here because the U.S. dollar at the tail end of last week broke below 90 on the dollar index, tested out about 89.64. So there is a lot of support around this 88 and 89 region. But you know what? There was also quite a bit of support around that 92 region. And it was less than a month ago that the dollar just sliced right through that. Jordan, give me some insights, please, on what you're watching when it comes to the dollar and this at least little bounce we have gotten to recapture that 90 level.
Well, what I'm watching with the dollar, Corey, is I'm watching the long-term support at 88 or 89, just looking at a long-term weekly chart or even a long-term monthly chart. 88 is a very significant level, and we know that the dollar has been declining. It's been in a downtrend for a while. So sentiment is definitely getting stretched. And I think at some point this coming year, we're going to see a sustained dollar rebound. I don't know if that's if it's going to go. I mean, the resistance levels on the way back up would be 92 is the first one, and then possibly 94. So I think that's something to consider, is the potential for a sustained dollar rebound, because again, it's been, I mean, it peaked at 104 in March. It's all the way down at 90. You know, I have not looked that closely at sentiment indicators in recent days, but I mean, more people were talking about it, at least in the last couple weeks, that these sentiment indicators are stretched to the downside. So, I mean, I think that's something that we have to be aware of. And I just don't see, I mean, this kind of jives with my view that it's going to be a grind for precious metals. And I don't see a breakout in the first quarter or the first half of the year, because if we get this dollar rebound, you know, gold might, and gold and gold stocks might do okay, but I think silver tends to be more correlated to a weak dollar. So, you know, and silver had already rallied up to 26. So silver is much closer to its August 2020 high than gold. So, I mean, that's just one thought I have about the dollar and how it's going to impact silver.
So, Jordan, I know that you like to look at analogs going back in history to see if the moves currently compare to any of the moves that we have seen in the past. Have you looked back to 2017 and the trading action in the dollar throughout about a year, actually 14 months from the high that the dollar reached, to 103.82, very similar to the high that the dollar reached in March of 2020, 103.96. You look at the pattern that we have seen, and so far we're about 9 to 10 months into this correction, and it's dropped almost to, well, similar levels. And at this time in 2017, when the dollar dropped, after about 10 months, the dollar got a little bit of a bounce, and then it went right back down to test out that 88 level. Do you see any similarities in the setup in the charts for the dollar now compared to 2017?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't looked at that, but looking at it now, it looks almost exactly the same. But you have to look at the point of the economic cycle that we're in, and the dollar declined when the Fed restarted rate hikes, albeit at a very slow pace. So the market had already, it had a decent rally. And in the second half of 2016, when interest rates are moving higher, than it was anticipating the restart of rate hikes. So that was one economic point at that point in time. So, it's a different situation now, but the move down looks really similar, and I just don't I don't see the dollar coming up with the big rally that it had in 2018 to 2020, really. I don't think the dollar is going to repeat that. But the key takeaway for me is 88 is really strong support, and we're getting close to that.
Now, when we test out that 88 level, it sounds like you think that a bounce is due or maybe even needed for this market. But if the dollar breaks below that 88 level, there's a fair bit of air the whole way down to about 85 or even that 84 level. So it could be, or I guess I should ask you, could it be a pretty quick decline if that support is broken at 88?
I'm not that sure, just because currencies are so difficult to forecast and anticipate, because there's so many moving parts. There's so many different things. There's so many different balls in the air, so to speak, that can impact where these currencies are going, you know, and at what pace they're going at. It's really hard to say, but I strongly feel that we are going to see a bounce at 88. I don't think it's going to plunge right through 88. If it were to plunge right through 88, you would probably see silver and gold. You would see them acting very strong. You know, they would telegraph that major breakdown in the dollar. And I don't see that happening. So I'm pretty comfortable with the view that the dollar is going to have a counter trend rally at some point next year. And you know, that support at 88, I think it's going to hold. I don't think there's a risk of it breaking immediately. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's how I see it right now.
Okay. Now, you already did provide at least some insights into how you see silver reacting as the dollar moves. But man, oh man, I've heard a lot of bullish comments about looking into next year and how encouraged a lot of analysts are about silver and the underlying silver stocks. Silver's still a long way off of its all-time highs, especially when you compare it to where gold is and its recent all-time highs. What do you think about silver next year outside of just dollar moves?
That is a really tough call. I mean, you mentioned how I like to look at analogs. I mean, looking at historical analogs as far as gold and silver, what they call for, at least the history that I'm looking at, what they call for is a grind back to the highs, but it's not going to be soon. It's something that could take 3 to 6 months, really. So given that, I am somewhat bullish here short term. And I say somewhat because Corey, silver's already rallied from 22 up to 27. And the 2020 high is just above $29, nearly at 30. So gold has a lot more to go as far as its rebound. Silver has already moved quite a bit, even though the sector is just coming off a low. So that's how I see it. I'm generally positive on silver, but here's the thing, Corey. If we factor in, okay, silver is already fairly close to 29.30. It had a big rejection just a couple of days ago at 26. I mean, it put in a candle that could hold up as an interim peak for a month or two. And then you factor in the potential for the dollar to have a sustained rebound at some point around 88. So when you factor those things in, I'm not someone who's getting super bullish on silver right at this moment. I think the bullish sentiment that a lot of my peers are showing, you could say, I just think it's a little premature. I think more work is needed here technically before silver really gets going. I mean, this will be exciting when silver is able to rally back to 29.30, and then it'll probably pull back from there and it'll have this larger bullish consolidation. But here and now, I don't foresee some immediate pop to the upside over the next couple weeks or the next month or two, just because We have this stiff resistance at 26. And I mean, look, if I'm wrong, I'm only going to be wrong by like a dollar or two. It's not like gold, where if gold can break above 1920, 1930, you know, then it has a shot to go all the way back to the high, which is closer to 2100. So it's very interesting that we're coming off this low in the sector, but silver and silver stocks are, I mean, they've already moved fairly, I mean, not so far away from those that August 2020 peak. So there's a lot of nuance to this view, I guess you could say.
How much does your view get impacted, too, by the fact that the silver stocks get hyped a lot? And when you actually do look into the silver stocks, there's not a whole lot of pure play silver stocks. And quite frankly, there's a lot fewer just established silver plays that I think provide a nice long-term opportunity where you can buy in and ride the wave higher in a more consistent manner rather than these promotes that seem to come and go when silver gets going.
Yeah, I mean, it's such, and I know that the silver stocks, I don't know really how much we can read into them because it's such a tiny sector. And as you said, like, there's not, it's just a less developed sector than gold. There's not that much big money in silver. I mean, there really isn't any big money in silver. And so it's very tough to take that much away from, you know, what SIL is doing or what SILJ is doing.
All right, well, Jordan, you know what? We're going to wrap it up here because, quite frankly, we're at the end of the year. Volume is a bit less, and volatility can be much greater this time. But I think one thing to focus on is just heading into next year. Make sure that you're positioned in the stocks that you like. And you know what? I have heard a lot of positive comments about silver. Silver is still much more volatile, so something we need to consider, and I think you can protect yourself or at least be diversified and not go just all in on silver stocks heading into the new year. Jordan, thanks for your time. I will post a link to your website below. I really appreciate all the comments you have shared with us throughout this year. It's great having you on the show, Jordan. Thanks for taking time with us.